Johnny, you know what that music say?
Yes, sir, Amos. That music say, good health to all from Rexall.
Andy Show, transcribed with Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Will Wright, Byron Kane, Jeff Alexander's music, and radio's all-time favorites, Amos and Andy.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Amos. In just a few minutes this evening, you're going to hear an important announcement from your Rexall family druggist. Please listen to him carefully, won't you? It will save you money on your drugstore needs for months to come.
During the last war, the Kingfish worked in a defense plant, and he invested $900 of his savings in an oil well. Let's turn back the calendar to the day he came home with the stock certificates. He has just told Sapphire the news. She thought it over a moment and accepted it with typical wifely understanding.
You bought what, you stupid bum?
Now, wait a minute, honey. I invested in an oil well. And believe me, honey, it's a good investment. I made the investment and, you know, honey, in life, you got to have faith in those you love.
Well, before I have faith in you, there's one thing I want to know. What's the name of this oil company?
Well, it's a very legitimate outfit. Look at the title on the certificate here. It's the Surefire Jim Dandy Cracker Jack Oil Company. With main offices in the basement of the Eureka building. And I got 20 shares in this latest well.
Huh. Where is this oil well, George?
Well, where it is ain't important.
Well, is it in Texas?
No, it ain't in Texas.
Pennsylvania?
No, it ain't in Pennsylvania neither.
Well, just where is this oil well?
Death Valley.
Death Valley? Why, they never discovered oil there yet. That's the driest place in the world. They can't even find water there, let alone oil.
Well, now, wait a minute, honey. Now, wait a minute. This is a sure thing. The man explained it to me. They has got positive geological proof that there is oil there.
What kind of proof is that?
Well, the man say that the whole area is covered with gophers. And for the last 2 months, the little beggars has been coming up greasy.
Well, it's 4 years later, and the officials of the Surefire Jim Dandy Crackerjack Oil Company are in jail. This morning, the Kingfish received a letter from the lawyer who was handling the claims of the stockholders.
Well, now, look here, honey. I got my check from the company back. Look here, $900. I got it back. Yes, sir. You see, I told you, you got to have faith in the ones you love.
Listen, George Stevens, my faith goes just so far. Now, hand over that $900.
Well, now, wait a minute, sir. Get your claws off that check. It don't say nothing about Mrs. on that thing here. All it say on here is George Stevens and $900. And believe me, them two make a charming couple.
You give me that money, George, before you lose it. I'm the one that ought to handle the money.
Well, now, listen. Women's has got no place in finance. You ain't never heard of Mrs. J. Ping Pong Morgan, is you? Or Mrs. Corn Exchange? Or Mrs. Andrew Melonhead? You ain't heard of them?
George Stevens, all I got to say is that you better put that money in the bank.
Well, now listen, honey. The big men in the industry is the ones that took the chances. After all, if General Motors listened to his wife, he'd still be a second lieutenant now. After that, I got the perfect scheme to invest this your money. Now, look here, I'm going to tell you something. I'm having lunch with Andy Brown today, and we is recussing the whole thing. Now, please, honey, let me go through with it, will you?
Well, George, I've been thinking that maybe the trouble with us is that you and me never trusted each other.
No.
Maybe the reason these deals never works out is because I'm so much against them.
No.
George, this time you can do it.
You mean it, honey?
Yes, George. I'm going to have faith in you. Because after all, George, in life we must have faith in those we love. And from now on, that's our motto. Faith in those we love. I'm going in and get dinner now.
Talk about the tiger changing its spots. This is like Jack the Ripper turning out to be Little Lord Fauntleroy here. Well, have some more spaghetti and meatballs, Andy.
Oh, thank you, Kingfish, thank you. Say, you know, it's nice of you to take me to lunch down here at Joe's Beanery.
Oh, that's the way all businessmen request big business deals at lunch, you know.
They do, huh?
Oh, certainly, Andy. Many a million-dollar deal has been started with an enchilada and consummated over a teaspoonful of bicarbonate.
What you got that road map there for?
Now, wait a minute. Not so loud, Andy.
Oh.
Now, listen, Andy. I got some inside information.
Yes, huh?
They is building a new highway out on Long Island. It starts out here at Hewlett and follows the old Dutch road and cuts across to the North Shore. Look at the map there, and you'll see where it's going to be.
Boy, they sure got a lot of roads on Long Island, ain't they?
Yeah, now every one of them white lines is existing highways.
Hey, Kingfish, look at this highway here. That is the crookest one I done ever seen. It twists and turns all over the map.
Yeah, well, Hey, wait a minute, Anna. That's a piece of spaghetti.
Yeah. You know, I was wondering why one end of it was paved with tomato sauce.
Throw it back on your plate there, Anna. No sense wasting it there.
Yeah, that's right. Now, tell me this, Kingfish. What is the pre-posed highway got to do with us?
Well, now, look, Anna. I got this $900, and you got a couple of hundred bucks in the bank.
Mm.
Now, we can pool our resources and buy a lot right off the highway and build a hot dog stand. And in a couple of months, when the highway opens up, we'll have one of the key spots on the whole road.
Mm, yeah, well, it sounds good, but this ain't one of these deals that you're going to get me into. And then when it sours up, you're going to stick me with it, is you?
Oh, of course not, Andy. I got a new philosophy in life.
Good.
I loves you, boy, and you loves me. And in life, we must have faith in those we love.
Yeah, well, that sound all right. But, you know, I remember one time you quoted me the golden rule. And while I was wiping the tears out of my eyes, you done lifted my wallet.
No, I was on the level this time. You and me is going in this together. We is going to be honest men. We is going to be loyal. And we're going to have integrity toward one another.
Yeah, well, how are we going to do that?
We is going to gyp somebody else.
Now you is talking.
Yeah, now that's the spirit, Andy. Now we'll go out to Long Island and we'll find some little real estate broker that don't know about the new highway.
Yeah.
And we'll pull the wool over his eyes and buy a lot right on that new highway before he knows what's going on.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, we'll get out there this afternoon and golden rule him out of every nickel he's got. Hey, Kingfish, this really is a back road we is on here.
Yeah, it is. All right, bumping. Pull up here, Andy.
Oh.
Yeah, this looks like a real estate place, don't you? Yeah, there's a sign there, say, Ye Old Real Estate Office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hey, that's some shack there. I ain't seen a place with a horse trough in front of it in a long time.
Yeah, well, come on, let's get out the bus, huh?
Okay.
Open the gate, Anna.
I ain't heard nothing squeak like that since they was putting Grandpa in the box.
Wait a minute, Andy. Look in the window there. Look at the old fella behind the desk. Yeah, we come to the right place, boy, all right.
Yeah, look at him sitting there whittling on that piece of wood.
Yeah, let's get in there. Yeah, we oughtn't have no trouble pulling the wool over his eyes. Well, here we go, boy. Open the door there.
Abba dabba 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 abba dabba 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 honeymoon narrow toot toot. Oh, hello, gents. Hello, hello.
Excuse me, but Would you be the owner of this real estate office here?
Yeah, I be. William Stebbins is the name. Wild Bill Stebbins, you call me.
Yeah, well, we is looking to buy a lot up here in these parts.
Well, I'm looking to sell one.
Yeah, not to be inquisitive, mister, but is you had much business up here lately?
Well, we had a slight flurry about 8 years ago, sold one lot then, yes.
You mean you ain't sold nothing for 8 years? Mm. Why don't you close up the place here?
Can't, lost the key.
Yeah, well, sometime, mister, when they puts up some new developments in a place like, airports or sometimes the press goes up when they put something new in.
Yeah. Well, we ain't putting nothing new in here for quite a spell. Newest thing they put in the ground up here was old Fred Desmond. He was 92.
But has you got any lots in the neighborhood here? Anything, in the vicinity of, let's say, Old Dutch Road?
Yes, sir. We'd like something in the general physiognomy of that area there.
Dutch Road, you say?
Yeah.
Well, say, I think I do. Some years back, I subdivided a section up that way. Never sold a lot, though. Let's take a look at the map here. Mm-hmm. Wait till I blow the dust off, see if we got the right county. Here we are, Old Dutch Road. There's the subdivision. Lots 1 to 78, both sides of the road.
Say, that lot there, number 27, that's right on the road, ain't it?
Smack dab on it. Mm-hmm. Like to take a run out and look it over?
Oh, no, no, you might see something. I mean, I don't think that you can stand a trip, is what I thought to say. I mean, you know, we all trust each other, you know.
Yes, sir, you know, those we love and all that.
Yes, yes, well, I was just trying to put a price on that lot. Now, what did you say to $1,000?
What would you say to $500?
$850.
$600.
Yeah, eight and a quarter.
I'll take it for $750.
Got yourself a deal.
Mr. Wild Bill, get out your fountain pen, put your John Ham Hock right on the line, Dad.
Hello, Fred. Bill Stebbins calling. Say, I just sold another lot today in Parcel A. Yeah, a couple operators from New York. Yeah, that new highway they're putting through really brought out the suckers, didn't it? Which one to get rid of? Well, hold your hat for this. I unloaded 27. Wait till I get out there and find that since the last rainstorm, lot 27 is on the side of a cliff.
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist with the money-saving news Amos promised you I'd have. This week's issues of the Saturday Evening Post, Life, Look, Collier's, and the Farm Journal carry a two-page advertisement on Rexall's famous one-cent sale that starts April 18th. This ad features 152 guaranteed Rexall products, every one of them offered at two for the price of one, plus a penny. And that's not all. There are 58 other specials you can't afford to miss. Don't miss this bargain-filled ad on Rexall's one-cent sale. It's in this week's issues of the Post, Life, Look, Collier's, and the Farm Journal.
Say, Kingfish, this old Dutch road is really a cow path. They sure needs a highway through here, all right.
Oh, yeah, Xander. Yeah, we really jumping the gun here, though. Yeah, see them stakes on the side of the road there? That's where the surveyors has laid out the new highway, you see?
Yeah. It's hilly country up this way, though.
Yeah, pull up here, Xander. You know, according to the map, our lot 27 ought to be around here someplace. Say, they got them all staked out, Xander. Here's a stake here, say, lot number 42.
Yeah, I'm glad we ain't got this one. It's on a slight incline. Hey, over here is lot 38, Kingfish.
Yeah, glad we ain't got this one neither. It's right in the shade of this horrible cliff here. Yeah, cut off all the sunlight. Look at that. Yeah, never mind, man. We ain't found our property yet, is we?
No, it's supposed to be close to the highway, too.
Mm-hmm.
Say, maybe it's probably over the cliff there on the other side of the thing. Let's get the car and drive around there.
Wait a minute. Never mind about that, Andy. Why can't we just climb over the thing here? We ain't got nothing else to do. A little mountain climbing might do us good.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I guess from up there we can get a good panorama of the whole section.
Sure, the exercise won't help us. Come on, let's go here, boy.
Okay.
Yeah, come on, boy. Start off strong, yep.
There we go.
Yeah. Go up the hill here. Up. Careful there, Andy. Grab that tree there.
Yeah.
Yeah, watch the rocks falling behind me. Yeah, you got your rubber heels on, Andy?
No, but with the holes in the bottom of my shoes, I can get a pretty good grip with the balls of my feet.
Careful, Andy. Watch it there, watch it.
Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting... Yeah, we're almost to the top. Hey, wait a minute. Here's something to get a grip on here.
Yeah, what is that thing, Andy?
Oh, it's a sign somebody drove into the side of the cliff.
Sign?
Yeah.
What do it say, Andy?
It say, you say, Lot 27.
Why in the world would anyone drive our lot sign into the side of the cliff?
The only reason I can think of is because the side of the cliff is our lot. Kingfish, we has been stuck.
I'll say we is. We has been wild billed into a lemon here.
You said it. Well, there's one consultation I got. With taxes and everything, I only got $200 in this rock pile, but you has got $800. What you going to do when Sapphire finds out after she done put her faith in you?
Only one thing I can do, Andy, come back here and throw myself off the cliff. Well, come on into office, Andy.
Kingfish, I didn't sleep a wink last night thinking about us buying that lot on the side of the hill. Hey, what you got all them papers there for?
Well, Andy, I'm doing some figuring here. I got a map of the lot we bought, and I think I got a way that we can build a hot dog stand on the thing.
Listen, Kingfish, how are you going to build a hot dog stand on the side of a hill? That lot is practical perpendicular.
Well, Andy, I done sort of laid the thing out here. Now, here's a plan I drawed. Now, here's the hill, and here's how the hot dog stand is going to set on the thing. Now, you see, I done put the counter in there, the stools, the grill, and the entrance and everything.
Yeah, it don't look bad, but there's still a steep climb up to the place.
Well, now, I figured it out this way, Andy. The customers parks their cars here at the letter A.
Yeah.
Now, then they mushes up here to B.
Mm-hmm.
Now, right here, we straps them on to the stool C.
Yeah, well, the operation is going smooth so far, but I was just looking here. The counter is at C, but the grill is 75 feet up in the air here at D. How do we work that?
Well, that's simple, Andy. Now, I is the waiter standing at C. I takes the orders and I yodels them up to you at D. Now, you puts on your spike shoes and you starts the descent.
Yeah, but wait a minute here. Suppose between C and D, I slips on some grease. We're all going to end up back at A.
Well, I admit it ain't perfect, but it's the only alternative is to catch the hot dogs in a rivet bucket. That's the only thing I can do. Now, listen, Andy, I think the next step is to talk to a builder. Now, suppose you and me...
Oh, come in, Amos. Come
well,
in.
Hi, Andy. Hello there, Kingfish.
Hi, Amos.
Oh, hi, Amos.
We're building a hot dog stand on the side of a hill.
Excuse me there. What is that you're building?
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a waitress and a rivet bucket and everything else.
Yes, Amos, you see, we done bought a piece of property out where they're building a new highway. The property is on the side of a hill, but we're making the best of it. We got the plans right here.
Yeah. Look here. Look what we got here.
Now, wait a minute, fellas. You can't build a hot dog stand on a lot like this. That hill must be at least 150 feet in the air. You ain't going to get people to walk up there or nothing.
Yeah. Kingfish, Amos is right. We ain't got nothing here.
Oh, me, Amos, what in the world is we going to do? We got almost $1,000 invested in the thing. Well, fellas, they does wonderful things with them bulldozers these days. Maybe you could get a hold of a construction company and get them to level off the thing down to the road for you.
Yeah, that's better than putting spike shoes on the hot dogs, all right.
Well, Amos, that's our idea there. Get the lot bulldozed. Now we're doing it, yeah. Now, look here. They had us down, but we was back on top again. All we got to do is get a hold of a bulldozer and get them to make a molehill out of our mountain. That's what we got to do. Look at that bulldozer move that dirt over there, boy.
Oh, yeah, that sure make a difference. It costs us $200, but we really leveled the thing right down to the road. Look at that.
Yeah, now we can put the hot dog stand up, and that will show Sapphire that she's really having faith in those she loves.
Yeah, faith in those she loves is the thing, all right. Hey, Kingfish, that bulldozer fellow's coming over to speak to us, see?
Yes, sir. How's the dozen coming along?
Well, we'll finish up today. Say, I was just wondering here. Why do you boys want this lot leveled off like this? I can't understand it.
Well, confidential, we're going to build a hot dog stand. You see, they're building a new highway through here, and we want our stand to be right here on the level of the road.
Level with it? Say, I know all about that new highway. To span these two ravines here, the highway is going to run through here on a viaduct. It's going to be 150 feet above the old Dutch road. Why, your lot was level with it before we started bulldozing.
Now,
and now here's a lady with a question for our Rexall family druggist.
I want to know more about that ad on Rexall's 1 cent sale.
Well, ma'am, it appears in this week's Life, Look, Collier's, the Saturday Evening Post, and the Farm Journal. Two big pages crammed with 152 guaranteed Rexall products. All of them offered at two for the price of one, plus a penny. On top of that, there are 58 other bargains that can cut your cost of living to the bone. To make it easy for you to check what you need in advance, you'll find a little square before each item.
Oh, I can use the ad as a shopping list.
Then you'll be ready for April 18th, the red letter day, when Rexall's 1 cent sale begins.
Where did you say this ad appears?
In this week's Collier's, Life, Look, the Saturday Evening Post, and the Farm Journal. Look for it, check it, and save.
Well, Kingfish, what do we do now? We done spent every nickel we had on the lot clearing it off.
Well, I don't know what we can do, Andrew. Think of the spot I was in after Sapphire tell me that she gonna have faith in those you love. I got in a mess like this.
Yeah, she ain't going to take losing that $900 easy.
Yeah, and the losing this $900 proved that Sapphire's been right all these years. I ain't nothing but a failure. I ain't nothing but a no-count. I ain't nothing but a nincompoop. I ain't nothing but a...
Bum.
Bum. Thank you, dear boy.
Well, what you going to do now, Kingfish?
And I'm going to run away. I'm going to vanish from sight. I'm going to melt away like a hunk of butter on a hot griddle.
Yeah, where are you going, Kingfish?
Well, I ain't decided yet, Anna. That's why I got this world glue about. I thought I'd just spin this thing like a roulette wheel and stop it at ransom with my finger.
Yeah.
And wherever it stops, wherever my finger touches, that's where I'm going.
Well, that's a good idea. Go ahead and spin it.
All right. There she go. Mm-hmm. It's got to be a place thousands of miles from civilization. A place of jungles and swamps. A desolate wasteland where no human foot has ever trod before. There.
Where to stop?
New Jersey.
Well, listen, I think you want someplace a little more civilized than that. Let me spin the thing, King.
Yeah, go ahead. Take a whirl at it, Dan.
There we go.
All right. What you got, Dan?
Did you ever hear of a country called Rand McNally?
That's no good, Andy. It's behind the Iron Curtain. They won't let you in there. Look, Anna, the best thing for me to do is to just get on a train and head out for nowhere.
Yeah, well, I guess then this is goodbye, huh, King?
Yes, Anna, and I don't part from you without shedding a tear.
Yeah.
Anna, you has meant a lot to me over the years. I has really loved you, boy. I has watched you grow. I has watched you come up in the world.
Yeah.
I has been proud of you, son. Awful proud of you. I has guided you. Tried to show you the right way, son. And now, son, this is farewell forever.
Kingfish. Before you go, could I ask you something?
Certainly, Andy. What is it?
Would you mind if I called you Mother?
Andy, if you ain't got no more sediment than that, I'll smack you right in the mouth. Now, I tell you, Andy, the trouble with you is...
Well, how are you, boys?
Hi, Calhoun. You're just in time to see the kingfish run away.
Oh, no, don't do that. Don't do that, boys, because don't forget, the law can reach out and wrap that long arm around.
Calhoun, I gotta do it. You see, it's gotta do with my wife. I'm running away because I can't face my wife. What else can I do?
Wear dog glasses.
Oh, no, listen, Calhoun. I done had $900. She told me to give it to her, but I wouldn't listen. I went ahead and invested it, and I lost it.
Yeah, she let the kingfish do it because the kingfish told her that she gotta have faith in those she loves.
Yeah, well, you can't run away from a boy. You just can't do it. You gotta go to your wife and throw yourself at her feet like this. And you gotta say it to her, darling, darling, I've been wrong, I've been wrong. You gotta tug at the hem of her skirts like this and say, darling, darling.
Calhoun, you done ripped the cuff off my pants here, bro.
Oh, Kingfish, you got a tear heart out. You got to say, take me back. Take me back, honey, because without you, life ain't nothing but an empty shell. If you don't take me back, I'll go through darkness. I'll march on through the jungles of life all alone until I fall exhausted in some faraway land and later die.
Kingfish, you better get him a glass of water. He done passed out.
Oh, let him leave that. He done give me an idea, Andy. Sorry to bother you while you're doing house cleaning and dusting, honey, but there's something that I want to talk to you about.
What is it, George?
Honey, when you said before that our new motto was we gonna have faith in those we love, you meant it, didn't you?
That's right. From the very bottom of my heart, George.
And that means that no matter what I did that was wrong, no matter how bad it seemed, you would still go right on having faith in me, wouldn't you?
Why, certainly, George.
Honey, I lost the $900.
You what? Take this!
Oh, but honey, I thought you said you were going to have faith in each other.
The only time I have faith in you is when you is unconscious.
Again, here's your Rexall Family Druggist.
Sometime this week, pick up one of these magazines. Life, Look, Collier's, the Saturday Evening Post, or the Farm Journal. Turn the pages till you come to the two-page ad on Rexall's one-cent sale that starts April 18th. Then take a long look at this opportunity to buy twice as much for just a penny more. This ad lists 152 guaranteed Rexall products, all of them at two for the price of one, plus a penny. In addition, there are 58 other sales specials you can't afford to miss. Remember, April 18th through the 21st are the four miracle days, when just a penny more buys twice as much at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to visit your friendly Rexall drugstore. Good night.
See you next Sunday.
Mark this date on your calendar now, April 18th. It's the starting date of Rexall's one-cent sale, the sensational sale where you get two guaranteed Rexall products for the price of one plus a penny. Remember, it starts April 18th. Be sure to be with us next Sunday at the same time when your Rexall druggist will again present the Amos and Andy Show. The Amos and Andy Show is written by Joe Connolly, Bob Mosher, and Bob Ross. Ken Niles speaking. This program was transcribed. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.